This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome into the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. I am Rob Ellis. Tough one. This was a tough one. Phillies fought back. Bryce Harper heroics in the bottom of the ninth to tie the thing. And man, oh man. And it just felt like, boom, in the blink of an eye, back come the Giants. Phillies make a little bit of a rally in the bottom of the 10th, but it was not enough, and they lose 8-6 to San Francisco. Of course, big picture, they take two out of three, which is what you're looking to do, just stack series. You got a little bit of breathing room here, at least against the Giants in the wild card race. But, man, would it have been nice to take the broom out there against Gabe Kapler and crew. Phillies now 69-58 on the season. Look, a couple things did them in. First off, 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position, and they left 12 on base. That's a killer. It's an absolute killer. And they let the bottom of the Giants order, in particular Paul DeJong, who just got there, literally, just got there from Toronto, kill them today. 3-for-5 with a home run, 4 runs driven in. You do wonder a little bit about Michael Lorenzen. I know we just heard Rob Thompson discuss where he's at. He feels like he's, you know, just not quite there right now in terms of making pitches, but isn't worried about anything long term. He goes 5 2/3, 8 hits, 4 runs in the 2 games since the no hitter, and they gave him a little extra time for that last start. But in those 2 games since, 9 innings, 16 hits, 10 earned runs, 3 home runs allowed. That's a little bit troubling there for Michael Lorenzen, that's for sure. Also, not a good outing from Craig Kimbrell. He certainly hurt them in the 10th inning, just the one inning. He gave up a hit, 3 runs on 21 pitches. So, frustrating game. Philly showed a lot of fight, which they have. They're getting themselves behind a little bit too much, too. And, you know, kind of gets lost in the fact that they've been clutch in terms of comebacks and whatnot. But that is not a trend that you want to continue, that's for sure, if you are the Phillies. Certainly big day from Harper, who's been red hot of late. If you look at what he's doing lately, oh man, 5 home runs, 9 RBIs in the last 7 games, now hitting .333 in the month of August. That power is coming back, and that is a great sign here as we are now in late August, almost in September, in about a little over a week. So that is huge for them. They got to get a couple guys going. JT Realmuto cold right now, which tends to happen with, you know, him from an offensive perspective, but nonetheless, Harper hot. A couple other guys like Trey Turner really swinging a good bat, that's for sure. But this was a tough one. They lose 8-6. Bottom line is they were able to come back last night. They win the first game of the series, and they take the series, and they get an off day tomorrow on top of it before they start a series with the Cardinals. All right, it's time for the biggest takeaway of the game, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. As I just mentioned, Philly's 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. That's, to me, even beyond, you know, some of the sketchy pitching that they got, and leaving 12 on really, really bit them in the end, that's for sure, even in the latter innings. That's the biggest takeaway of the game, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, you want to hop in, 215-592-9494. We'll get a quickie in. We will come back. We'll give you the player of the game. We'll give you the play of the game. We'll dive a little bit deeper into this game and this series with the Phillies and the Giants and take a look ahead to what's coming down the road here. You are listening to The Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good.
Bilbao has walked two already. It's 3-1 now. He hasn't thrown Harper a strike yet. The stretch and the 3-1 swung on, hit deep down the line, hooking in the corner. It is off the pole!
Home
and
run.
The game is tied! Bryce Harper has tied it! With a line drive home run right off the foul pole down the line. Oh, my!
Got to be kidding me.
Is a laser shot line drive that hits the pole.
100 and what?
112.9 off the bat.
That is awesome. What a call by Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson right here on 94 WIP. Yes, that is our player of the game, the one and only Bryce Harper, brought to you by South Jersey Gas, committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. Welcome back in, everybody, to the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. I am Rob Ellis. Unfortunately, that looked like it was going to be the impetus for them to come back and win the game. That tied it right there at five, but just not enough as the Phillies lose 8-6 in extra innings to the Giants. But yeah, Harper, three-run shot right there. Home runs in three straight games for Bryce Harper. And I was saying this to Tucker Bagley, Tucker, who's producing the program, and maybe we'll dig into this coming up at 9 o'clock when we go into full-blown sports talk. But I'm trying to think of a guy in Philadelphia sports who's been more clutch. I just want to plant that little seed. I mean, Nick Foles certainly went on a three-game run that was epic, right, an all-timer. But over the course of years now with Bryce Harper in big spots, namely, you know, what you've seen this year, what you saw last year in this playoff run, just absolutely spectacular what he's been able to do. Beyond that, Schwarber hit another one, a solo shot. He's got 34 now. Turner hit another one, and clearly you can see with Turner, this has been a month-long thing where he's gotten back to being Trey Turner, and you go back to August 4th when he got the ovation, and everything's kind of flipped on its ear for him. So they're good signs, right? There are a couple signs that are a little bit concerning. One of them being Michael Lorenzen, who pitched today for sure. You'd like to see a little bit more out of him. You wonder about Kimbrel in a sense that, at least from the standpoint of bodies and bullets, Rob Thompson's got some options. You know, Alvarado coming back is big, certainly. You need Sir Anthony to pitch well here down the stretch, and you throw Gregory Soto in there. At least you've got, you know, some real firepower with some lively arms in the back end of that bullpen, because, you know, he might want to think of just sort of dialing back the workload a little bit on Kimbrel here, because certainly not a good outing today from him. For the most part, he's been excellent for them, but, you know, could be catching up to him a little bit, the workload and some of the mileage on him as well. Can I also just say, I don't miss Gabe Kapler at all. I don't miss it at all. It is exhausting, exhausting watching him manage a game. He used 10 pitchers today. 10. There's a visit to the mound by the pitching coach. He's out there flexing, you know, with his Schmedium shirt on. I don't miss it. I don't. Every second of it is just torturous. It's like there isn't a pitch clock. Like today's game, I know it went extra innings. 3 hours and 38 minutes today. That's not a coincidence. It's like every game with him is an old school Yankees Red Sox game. That's what it's like. But nonetheless, look, you can't keep getting into these holes early. And you can just tell early Lorenzen didn't necessarily have it. You know, Wilmer Flores continues to have an excellent season. He certainly isn't just hurting the Phillies. He's been good against everybody this year. But you look at the bottom of the order. I mentioned DeJong as he just got there, literally. You know, just suited up for the Giants today. Wade Mechler, who hadn't had a hit off of a lefty all year. You know, he just got up not all that long ago. But 2-for-3 and, you know, a killer walk. That can't happen. 3 runs scored. That's from your 8 and 9 hole guys. They hurt him. You know, Slater comes off the bench and hurts them. But it was a frustrating game that looked like you were going to be able to steal it as they came back there in that. So as we look at the standings right now, up to date with what went down today into tonight, and there's certainly still some action tonight as well. But if you look at the standings here, the wild card in particular, which is, you know, what we're interested in because the division isn't happening, folks. I'm not breaking news to you. But Phillies 2.5 up on the Cubs. You have Cincinnati 3 back, tied with the Giants, also 3 back for that third spot right now. And Arizona, too. They're all actually tied as we look at this thing. And then you have the Marlins 1.5 back of that third spot also. So let me give you some scores here to get you caught up on what was going on. Phillies final was 8-6 in the loss in 10 innings to the Giants. But beyond that, games that you care about, if you're still following the NL East race, the Braves are up 1-0 on the Mets. Not a shock there. The Reds and Angels play at 9:38 Eastern time. That's a little bit later. It was a doubleheader. And by the way, in the first game, Shohei Ohtani left with arm fatigue. Now, he's supposed to face the Phillies when they come in here later in the week, so that's one to keep your eye on. The Cubs won. Cubs beat the Tigers 6-4 this afternoon. The Brewers won. If they fall back into that mix. The Reds, as I mentioned, took that first one 9-4, and the Padres beat the Marlins 4-0. So there's some games to keep you caught up on what's happening. Let's get a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll give you the play of the game when we return. I am Rob Ellis. You are listening to The Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Kimbrel at 20 pitches thus far, and still looking for his second out. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Swung on, line towards right center field. Rojas coming on. He lays out. Oh, makes the diving catch. Runner at third will tag, but a throw back to first. And he's out at first base. The run counts. Meckler scores ahead of the double play. What a grab by Rojas. He gets the double play, but the Giants do get the extra run home.
All right, he's making that, routine at this point, Johan Rojas. Welcome back in, everybody. Yes, that is our play of the game. That's the Mike's Amazing play of the game, presented by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo, mustard, and vegetable oil of the Phillies. Yeah, Johan Rojas with the catch in the top of the 10th. Meckler did get in there, but Rojas did double him up at first base. I know he had that gaffe the other day, where he just kind of misplayed it a little bit, a can of corn running catch. But he's made so many difficult catches look borderline easy. This was not one of them. This was a diving catch, and he gets up and fires and gets a double play at first base. It was a hell of a play. But the way that he just glides to balls in the alley and on the warning track with relative ease, and just the way he reads balls that are hit off the bat, man, I'll tell you what, he is a big-time fielder. He is a big-time fielder. And if they can, for defensive purposes and or if he's in the game, have him out there, have Marsh or Pache out there, either, in left or center. And I'll tell you what, Castellanos has done a nice job defensively in right field. He has. The guy's worked his rear end off to make himself a serviceable or even above-average right fielder. And, he really has done so. So credit to him as well. But, yeah, that was a heck of a play. It looked like it may help the Phillies a little bit, maybe carry a little bit over into the bottom of the 10th, but not to be the case as the Phillies lose 8-6 in 10 innings to the Giants. Let's get Adam in here. We will get Adam in Center City. Adam, you're on the final out. Hey, Adam.
Yo, Rob. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Just leaving the game tonight. Good, exciting game, and Bryce is worth the price of admission any day of the week.
Is he ever, man? Worth it and then some.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But I'll tell you, JT Realmuto is in a couple spots, and man, oh man, he just looks like he's in a funk out there.
Yeah, I worry about any of those guys with that timing with the leg kick. You can get yourself into some jams with that, and Realmuto is one of them. When he's hot, and when he's not, it looks like this.
Oh man, he struck out 3 times tonight. And
chasing bad balls, too. It can be frustrating sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, and what is with Gaben going to the bullpen? What, he used 10 guys tonight?
He literally did. He used 10. Yeah, everybody.
Oh, yep. God, it was brutal. But, man, those fans were giving it to him left and right. I'll tell you, it was a good atmosphere. And I'll tell you, they bring it every night, man. It's exciting being down there.
It really is, man. It is literally like a playoff game every day and night at Citizens Bank Park. It's got that kind of juice. Yeah.
You never know what you can get. So, good show as always.
Thanks, Adam.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, pal, buddy. All right, good hearing from you, man. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop on. All right, that's going to do it for Final Out. We'll come back. I got you till 11, so we're going to open this thing up to full-blown sports talk, including the Phillies, including the Eagles, and a bunch of other stuff that we will get into tonight as well. Got some good guests lined up for you, which I'll tell you about when we get back also. So don't go anywhere. I want to thank Tucker Bagley producing Final Out here, but stay with us. I got you covered for the next 2 hours as well. You've been listening to Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looked so good.